Good morning, this is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Thursday, March 19th at 7 a.m. Spring officially begins at 9:49 tonight, so enjoy your last day of winter. And today's forecast is sponsored by Spark R&D and SwissFit Montana. Yesterday, Cook City picked up 5 inches of snow, while everywhere else got a trace to 1 inch. Wind is light from the west to north, and temperatures at 5 a.m. are 20 degrees under cloudy skies. Temperatures will not rise more than a few degrees above freezing, and skies will be mostly cloudy, except Cook City, which may get sun. There may be a few lingering snow showers this morning, but no accumulation is expected. The next few days will be sunny and warm. The mountains around Cook City picked up 5 inches in the last 24 hours. Over 2 feet of snow, measuring 2 inches of snow water equivalent, has fallen since Sunday. Winds have been unusually light. Our main concern is the new and old snow interface since Tuesday, when a layer of surface hoar crystals were formed. Yesterday, skiers found it on slopes that remained shady in the Fisher, Miller, and Wolverine areas. Shooting cracks are a sign that it is underfoot and could avalanche. In the absence of cracking, it's a good idea to dig with your hand a few inches under the surface to see if it's there. On many slopes, a buried ice crust is allowing new, loose snow avalanches to travel far. Given yesterday's snow, a buried weak layer scattered about, and the potential for sunny skies and melting snow, the avalanche danger in Cook City is rated moderate since avalanches are possible today. From the Bridger Range to West Yellowstone, the mountains received up to an inch of new snow with calm to light wind. Today will be mostly cloudy, temperatures will be cool, and wet avalanches will be an afterthought. In general, the snowpack is stable. Slopes that have received sun and melting earlier in the week have an ice crust a few inches under the surface. Skiers on Hardscrabble Peak in the Bridger Range were able to slough the new snow on this crust. I was in Bacon Rind yesterday and found relatively stable snow and noted how the ice crust will help avalanches slide far when the snow gets wet in the coming days. A thin layer of surface hoar was formed on Tuesday before the most recent snow in Highlight, Beehive, and near Big Sky. These are the areas we know of. These feathery crystals make a persistent weak layer that will be seen as a stripe in the snow. We are still determining if they survive burial and if they will become a problem. Drop us a line if you find them. For today, in the Bridger Range, Madison Range, Gallatin Range, Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, the avalanche danger is rated low and avalanches are unlikely. If, contrary to the weather forecast, the sun appears and wets the snow surface, the wet snow avalanche danger will rise accordingly. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 587-6984. And thanks for listening.